waxaad nagala socotaa waa SBS Somali.
In aad fahamto ama ku hadasho luqadda Ingiriisida waxa ay kuu sahashaa in ay adigana dadka kale ku fahmaan, sidaa darteedna noloshaada Australia ay kuu sahlanaato. Qayb kasta oo ka mid ah taxanahan Learn English ama Baro Ingiriisi waxa ay kuu qeexdaa nolosha Australia qayb ka mid ah ama sida loogu hadlo luqadda Ingiriisiga. Qaybta toddobaadkana ee Learn English waxa aad ka baran kartaa sida aad qof ama cid u weydiisan karto kaalmo ama deeq.
Well, if you ask me, learning English helps me to help others.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi, my name is Josipa. And I made a promise to my friend that I'd help her raise money for a charity that supports homeless families. A charity is a group that helps people in need. So, I signed up to do a charity run of 10 kilometers because I really believe in what this charity does. A charity run is organized by a charity to raise money. People who take part in the run ask their friends and family to give money to the charity because they're taking part in it and are likely to be very exhausted by the experience and even feel some pain. It's like, I'm suffering for this charity, so please give money to them. Now, I'm not a runner. I'm more of a sit down and read a book kind of person. So I will be exhausted. And my feet are likely to hurt. But that's not the part I'm worried about. The hard part? Asking people for money. Like, how do you even say it? Hey, would you like to give me money? Nope. That feels weird. Too direct. Too uncomfortable. It is difficult to ask people to donate. That is, to give something like money, clothes, food or time to help others. So I started thinking, there must be a better way to ask, a more polite way, a more English way. And there is. Alan and Claire showed me in this dialogue that there are some polite and friendly ways to ask for a donation without sounding pushy or awkward. A donation is whatever you give to a charity. You don't get anything for it. You give because you want to help. Now, let's listen to Alan and Claire at work.
Hey Claire, do you have a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I'm running a charity cake stall this Friday to raise money for a children's hospital. It's part of a community fundraiser I've joined. Would you be open to making a small donation?
Oh, that sounds lovely, Alan. But I've already donated to another charity appeal this week. Sorry.
Totally understand. No pressure at all. But if you've got a coin or two to spare, it'll go straight to a good cause. Every bit counts, and hey, I'll save you the best cupcake.
All right. You got me. I can't say no to a cupcake.
Alan is organizing a charity cake stall. That's when people bake cakes and muffins, sell them, and give the money to a charity. Alan is really altruistic. That means he helps others just to do something good, not to get anything back. To be completely honest, I'm not sure I'm doing my charity because I'm altruistic. I want to help, yes, but the real reason is it makes me feel good about myself. And that's okay, right? Doing good and feeling good can go together. Now, let's do some good for our English and learn the phrases from the dialogue. Let's listen again to how Alan asked Claire for a donation.
I'm running a charity cake stall this Friday to raise money for a children's hospital. It's part of a community fundraiser I've joined. Would you be open to making a small donation?
Before asking for money, Alan explained what the fundraiser was for by saying,
I'm running a charity cake stall this Friday to raise money for a children's hospital.
If you are running something, it means you're organizing it, looking after it, or making sure it happens. Alan is running a charity cake stall, but you can run other things too. For example, if you are running a business, that means you are managing or owning it. Alan then said,
it's part of a community fundraiser I've joined.
A fundraiser is an event or activity that helps collect money to help others. And a community fundraiser is when people in a neighborhood, school, or local group work together to raise money for something important. After saying what the money is for, the reason for the fundraiser, Alan asked Claire,
would you be open to making a small donation?
This is a polite way, not too direct or pushy, to ask someone if they're willing to give a little money to help. Would you be open to? Is the same as saying, are you okay with? Or would you say yes to? And making a small donation means giving a small amount to help. For example, I often make a small donation by giving away clothes that I don't need. I hope that my donations make life a little easier for someone in need. Now let's hear few more ways in which we can ask for donations.
I've got a little fundraiser going. Any chance you'd like to help?
Would you be happy to support this cause? Any help you can give would mean a lot.
Claire initially said she couldn't donate to Alan's charity. She said,
I've already donated to another charity appeal this week. Sorry.
A charity appeal is when a charity asks people to give money or help. They may ask for people's donation in a letter, online, on TV, on the radio, or like Alan did, in person. It's called an appeal because the charity is asking for support. Alan then said,
totally understand. No pressure at all. But if you've got a coin or two to spare, it'll go straight to a good cause. Every bit counts. And hey, I'll save you the best cupcake.
Notice how Alan showed that he understood Claire's response, but then he tried one more time.
But if you've got a coin or two to spare, it'll go straight to a good cause.
That's another good phrase we can use when asking for donations. When we ask someone for a coin or two, we are asking for a small amount of money. We also often use the phrase a gold coin donation. This means that you don't have to give a large amount like a $5 or $10 note. And to spare means extra. So if you have some money to spare, that means that you can give, donate, a little without causing any problems. Alan said the money he is raising will go straight to a good cause. A good cause is a project or group that helps people or animals who need support, like a charity or community group. For me, running 10 kilometers will be hard, but I believe it will be worth it to support a good cause. Alan also said,
Every bit counts.
This means that even a small amount is helpful. You could also say,
a little help goes a long way.
Or, if you want to sound more formal, you could say,
we appreciate any support you can give.
You know what? After hearing all the great examples Alan and Claire shared in this episode, I feel ready to help my friend make a difference. So, why don't you listen to their dialogue one more time while I make some phone calls to ask for donations for my friend's charity appeal?
Hey Claire, do you have a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I'm running a charity cake stall this Friday to raise money for a children's hospital. It's part of a community fundraiser I've joined. Would you be open to making a small donation?
Oh, that sounds lovely, Alan. But I've already donated to another charity appeal this week. Sorry.
Totally understand. No pressure at all. But if you've got a coin or two to spare, it'll go straight to a good cause. Every bit counts, and hey, I'll save you the best cupcake.
All right. You got me. I can't say no to a cupcake.
Hello. Hi. We're from SBS, Learn English. I'm Josipa, nice to meet you.
So I got up early, got in my car, and now I'm at Immigrant Women's Speak Out organization in a company of Sunila Kotwal, who is executive officer and works with other women who dedicate all their time to help other women. Hello, Sunila, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Why are your services so important for women who need help?
Okay, Immigrant Women Speak Out Association of New South Wales, that's our proper name, has been working to support women experiencing domestic, family and sexual violence. Our services exist because we are a specialized service for migrant and refugee women. Unfortunately, mainstream services don't always work for migrant women, especially for those on temporary visas. Many of the women who come to us have never asked for help before. Some didn't even know that they could. They've come from places where services are limited and women are silent. So when they come through our doors, we know that it has taken them a lot to get there.
And what kind of help do you give to women who are leaving family violence or have no safe place to live?
Years ago, when women visiting us to seek support, they begged to sleep at our office just to stay safe. That's when we knew that we had to do more. So we opened our own crisis accommodation in 2016, a shelter specifically for migrant women on temporary visas. We now run two crisis accommodations, accommodating 12 single women at any time. Each woman can stay for up to 6 months while we support them through every step of rebuilding their lives. We provide culturally appropriate support from a caseworker, a counselor. We provide them groceries, food vouchers, transport cards, and emotional support. We run programs to improve their mental and physical health, such as self-care, gardening, self-defense, and more. We help women find jobs, help them write resumes, prepare for interviews, and accompany them to the interviews. We also offer practical skills building in areas like baking, sewing and alteration to help women earn an income, regardless of their English level.
You also help them with English, don't you?
We do. We run English conversation classes, and we also run basic computer classes where we get them email addresses and help them understand what the government emails are asking from them.
Can you tell us, how can someone in a very practical, concrete way help your organization? What can we do?
There are two key ways to support us, financially and practically. Financial donations, both one-time and ongoing, are essential to keep our services running. On practical side, we welcome volunteers to help run our programs. That might mean teaching English, basic computer skills, helping in our garden, or helping us organize one of our 5 annual women's picnics.
And if one wants to join you, try to become a volunteer in your organization, where they can find information?
We have a website, www.speakout.org.au. All the information about the volunteers is available there.
Thank you, Sunila, for this interview.
Thank you.
Let's now practice different ways we can ask for donations. Just repeat after Alan and Claire.
Would you be open to making a small donation?
We appreciate any support you can give.
Any help you can give would mean a lot.
If you've got a coin or two to spare, it'll go straight to a good cause.
If you'd like to practice your speaking skills, and I really recommend it, listen to our bonus episode. It's short, fun, and great for speaking practice. Practicing out loud really helped me. It gave me confidence to speak to people in English. You can also check out our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, for more tips and fun language learning videos. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me today.
Madonaysa shekoyinkan o kale. Kadegeso Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, ama mailkasto o ad podcastigaga kehesho.